This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
104 here on the Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie After Hours. Lugie in the late night. Coming up this hour, Jack Curry, some comments he made about the Yankees and some of the free agents that they could be pursuing. Also, James Dolan was on with Craig and C-Mac today in the debut of the Carton Show. He had a few things to say. We will break that down. And Al Cintron comes your way at 2 o'clock. He's in the newsroom right now. I wanted to ask him if Jericho was on Raw tonight, which I don't think he was. My buddy was going to Raw tonight. I saw Hoffman earlier. He goes, oh, you know, Chris Jericho obviously was in AEW for a while, and now there's rumors that he's going to WWE. And Hoff's like, oh, you know, Jericho's on Raw tonight. I go, what? I go, they announced that? I go, they wouldn't do that. He goes, no, but it's speculated. I'm like, okay, well, it's wrestling. I mean, it could be now. It could be the Rumble. It could be Mania. But I wanted to know if it was tonight. I didn't see anything on Twitter about it, although my Twitter's been all out of whack, as I am after doing the overnight last night. So I don't know what day it is even at this point. But my Twitter is, like, not, like, updated. I'm seeing tweets from my buddy John Jastrzemski from, like, you know, 12 hours ago about how great his life is. So, which is a constant update from John. I mean, really, nobody has it any better than him. He really is the real life. You know, he's like Jerry Seinfeld. You know where he always breaks even in Seinfeld? Is Jerry listening right now? I know he likes to call in, so maybe he'll like that. Although I didn't say any negative. I think Rosenberg one time said something bad about it, and that's when he called in. But if Jerry, if you're listening, feel free to call. 888-808-1019 is that number to call. Let's go to Eric in Rockland County. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Lugie, what's going on? Love the show, bud.
Thank you, dude. What's up?
You got it. I know you're big on experienced coaches for the Giants, but I wanted to run two names by you.
Go.
With Clint Kubiak doing an amazing job in Seattle Geno and Sam Darnold, and then if the Giants could poach the run game coordinator Travis Switzer from the Ravens, especially with that running style, design runs, what he does with Lamar, I think it would be an epic 1-2 punch head coach OC. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think I love that you came to the table there with name. Kubiak's a name that you hear, but like you, the fellow from the Ravens, I forgot I didn't hear his name, but yeah, it's something different. So I like that. I like the creativity of it. And I understand that you want to bring in a guy that worked with Lamar and Jackson Dart is a running quarterback and developing him. I'm just not going to move off the experience with the head coach. That's what I want. That's what I think is most important for this team.
I don't want to go the coordinator route. I think it's too much of a risk. Let's go to Pat on the fan. What's up, Pat?
Hey, Lugie. Congrats.
Thank you. Sound great. Appreciate you.
Knicks, I'm trying to, like, balance myself. You know, I had to, like, catch myself crowning them Eastern Conference champs after the NBA Cup. Mm-hmm. Not that, like, I was all that excited, but it was easy to get ahead of yourself.
Sure.
So yeah. Now it's like, hey, it waxes and wanes. I just want them to be healthy when the playoffs start. I'm not saying tonight would have been any different with Hart out there. They would have got their butts whipped either way from what I saw. And Cat's got to avoid the early foul trouble. It's just like, I don't know, just him getting a foul like the first minute of games seems like it happens.
Yeah,
way too
I mean, Pat, I mean, these are some of the things. And I was, you know, a guy that was critical, and a lot of people were, of Cat when he was with Minnesota. And I laid this out when the Knicks traded for him. I'm like, look, I think he's offensively terrific. He is one of, if not the greatest, shooting big men in that we've ever seen. But he lacks basketball IQ. He gets in foul trouble. His body language sometimes is not good. He could get pushed around defensively, rebounding, not good. And when he has these matchups against, you know, blue-collar, hard-hat teams like the Pistons, he could disappear. And Cat's performance tonight was absolutely pathetic. And this is from a guy who supports Cat a lot. He was hideous, and it's just inexcusable. And you brought up Josh Hart, and I've said that Hart obviously is missed on the floor, his energy, his hustle, his rebounding, to push the ball up the floor. Maybe he wouldn't have made the difference tonight, but perhaps he would have made the difference the other night against Atlanta or the other night against the Sixers. They look tired. Jalen Brunson looks tired. Yeah. They have no energy right now. They have no pep in their step. I don't know if they've hit a wall. I'm not going to blame the NBA Cup. I think that's a reach. But they do look tired. They look like a team that's just in a major funk right now. And they got to dig deep and get themselves out of it. Because I don't know if you feel this way, Pat. I want the number one seed. I want home court throughout. Oh, they've been awesome
absolutely.
At MSG. I don't want to be the two or three seed. I want the one seed.
No, absolutely. That's necessary. From my perspective, it's not just a nice to have, a need to have.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they couldn't win it as a two or a three, but the one is much easier road.
Of course, Pat. And we're talking about we want to get to the finals. We want to win a championship. Because I have a buddy of mine that's like, oh, it doesn't matter what seed the Knicks are. Oh, I couldn't disagree more. This is how it works. You get the one seed, you get home court, and you win the title. I mean, that happens a lot. And that's what the Knicks need. You want that road. You want the one seed. You want home court throughout. You want to get to the NBA Finals, and you want to win a championship. Not, I'll be a four seed, and I'll take my chances because I'll play a team like whoever, Orlando. No, that's not how this is working. Maybe the last couple of years, but this year it's championship or bust. Certainly get to the NBA Finals or bust. And they are the favorites still, I think, in a lot of people's minds to get to the NBA Finals out of the East. So, yeah, get the one seed. So, when you have no-show performances like the last couple of nights, that could come back to bite you.
Real quick on the Giants.
Yep.
I grew up in Pittsburgh, a son of two people that grew up in Cleveland. So, I can tell you, Stefanski's coach of the year, like you said, mean nothing.
Yep.
That's just a product of Cleveland and depressed expectations. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go near him. I think Mike McCarthy's been the right answer all along. Like, Tomlin, I know that C-Mac was behind him. But Tomlin passed on Jackson Dart and Scadavoo last year in the draft. He doesn't have a great record. You know, Kenny Pickett was a total, you know.
Yeah, and they drafted Pat, you know, Will Howard out of Ohio State, won the national championship with the Buckeyes. I think Mike Tomlin right now wishes he didn't pass on Jackson Dart. I'm sure he didn't. I think Malik Willis is going to be the quarterback of the Steelers next year. That's my bold prediction and future prediction on that. I mean, Tomlin's not going anywhere, though. That's the thing. And I know if C-Mac was pushing for him, and C-Mac obviously knows that now, but Mike Tomlin and the brilliance of Mike Tomlin, it wasn't just a short few weeks ago where the Steeler fans, and having talked to some Steeler fans, because there are a lot of them around here, and that's the beauty of the NFL. There's a lot of Packer fans. There's a lot of Raider fans, Cowboy fans, Steeler fans, Dolphin fans, not just Giants and Jets around here. There's tons of fans of a lot of different teams. The Steeler fan will tell you that Mike Tomlin is the Brian Cashman of Pittsburgh. Like, there's a certain level they get to every year, and that's good, and most franchises would sign for it. But the lack of playoff success, not winning a Super Bowl in forever, in the Yankees' case, a World Series, they're frustrated. They want him out of there. And it all boiled over with fire Tomlin chants, and they were booing Renegade when the song came on. And what happened? The Steelers, I think, lost one game after that, and now they're in the playoffs. And that's really what Mike Tomlin's all about, getting to the playoffs. But you brought up McCarthy, and obviously I've championed for him. I'm starting to get nervous about it because I think that the Giants, like many, are overlooking him. They're going to give him an interview. But they're going to look at his resume and they're going to say, all right, yeah, won a Super Bowl, 600 winning percentage in the regular season, 12 playoff appearances, 11 double-digit win seasons, 11 playoff wins. That's all great, but we want to go for a Kevin Stefanski because we feel like maybe got a little bit more left in the tank, has a higher ceiling, which, I mean, geez. Mike McCarthy has this resume that I just laid out for you. He had three straight seasons of 12 wins or more with the Cowboys. Recently, as recent as 2023, he was in the playoffs. Kevin Stefanski could only dream of having that type of resume when it's all said and done. Dream of getting to that point. Like, that would be terrific if he had that kind of career. I'm not saying Mike McCarthy can win a Super Bowl. I don't know. It's hard. No one's ever done it. You know, if you've won one place and won the other. But there's guys that have gotten to the Super Bowl in multiple spots. One, you know, Andy Reid, you think of Parcells, you think of got to Super Bowl one place, got to a Super Bowl another place, only won the one Super Bowl in the one spot. But what's wrong with getting the Super Bowl? Did I miss something? That would be great. I'd sign for that. I mean, the Giants are out of it in October. So if I get Super Bowl, you know, they're usually in the toilet bowl or the tank bowl in December. So it'd be nice to get to the Super Bowl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
But I'm nervous that they might just overlook him and look down on him and say, eh, we're good. We're going to go the coordinator route, God forbid, or we're going to go the Stefanski route, which, okay, great. If you see something that I'm not seeing, but The guy has two winning seasons in 6 years in Cleveland and two Coach of the Year awards that you could put on toilet paper. Who cares? I'm not going to tell you what you could do with it, but that's basically what a Coach of the Year. Brian Daboll's got one, too. Where's he? Guy can't get a head coaching job if he begged for it. He's going to be an offensive coordinator for the rest of his career. Nothing that there's anything wrong with that, but that's what he is. He's not a head coach. All right, I've teased it enough. Yankees, Jack Curry, who is really the voice of when you want to go for Yankee stuff and Yankee rumors and Yankee information, Jack Curry's the guy. This is from Jack Curry earlier tonight or last night. Jack Curry says the Yankees aren't nearing any moves. Cody Bellinger, quote, clearly a gap. Clearly a gap. Now, I just brought it up earlier. I don't know why it took the Yankees months to offer Cody Bellinger something, but according to Jack Curry, there's clearly a gap. Edward Cabrera, pitcher, Marlins, there are talks that they might trade for him. This is from Curry, quote, nothing is imminent. Bo Bichette, a name you have heard as perhaps a backup if they don't get Bellinger, a guy that I know a lot of Yankee fans want, and I understand that. He's terrific. This is from Jack Curry. Bo Bichette, quote, unlikely. So, clearly a gap, nothing imminent, unlikely. Brian Cashman should thank, even though I you know how I am with the, with, you know, positive Tommy with the Mets, and I've supported the moves for the most part. I wanted Pete back, of course. I think Edwin wanted to go to the Dodgers, which Edwin told you that in the press conference. And Pete, not to relitigate this, but the Mets didn't want... Pete Alonso has been made to be the martyr, and I get that, and I love Pete, and I wanted him here. Pete Alonso turned down a major contract extension a couple years ago. Does everybody forget that? Everybody forgets that. He could have been here. He chose to continue to keep playing, and he wanted the Mets to pony up, and they weren't going to do that. This new regime was not going to do that. All right, but he's gone. And I like the moves they're making. I still want a guy like Bellinger, and there's still other things to do. But perhaps that, you know, David Stearns is playing chess, and everybody thinks he's playing checkers, and it's all going to work out either this year or next year, and they're building a sustained winner, which I think is the goal. I don't think it's about casinos or anything like that. I think it's about looking at a locker room and saying, we want certain guys out of here because we don't like the mix. And really, if you look at like a team that has collapsed twice in the last couple of years, and you take a look at their core players, in any other situation, we would be applauding it. But yet, a lot of Met fans aren't. And that's what they did. Nimmo, McNeil, Alonso. See ya. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Dave in Staten Island. What's up, Dave? Davey. All right, brother, can't hear you. We got to move on. What's up, Greg?
Here we go.
Greg, what's happening? Yep, I got you.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for taking the call tonight.
Yep, you got
coming it. Coming to you live from the Southern State Parkway via Bluetooth headset. So we're all fired up for this Lou Gowler for hours.
Well, let me ask you this, Greg, because this is important to me as a radio host. How's the traffic looking at 1 in the morning? A lot of people in their cars?
It is smooth sailing. I'm going to cut back to the chase and get to my football.
Yeah, I don't like hearing that because I really, as a radio host, I want, you know, people on the road. And I know it's 1 in the morning, but it's New York City. It's the only place in the world at 4 a.m. you can get a slice of pizza and a Cadillac. So I expect cars to be on the road constantly. So I don't want to hear smooth sailing. I want to hear your bumper to bumper.
There's only two in front of me. But as far as the NFL playoff picture, currently 7 teams from each conference make the playoffs, 4 division winners and 3 wild cards.
Yep.
There's also talk about maybe just having the 7 top records, you know, get in and get rid of the 4 division winners.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where I stand on that. I kind of like the playoff picture the way it is. I feel like if they changed it, I would adjust to the new format. It might take a few seasons. Ultimately, I'm not sure where I stand. That's why I wanted to hear your opinion. And if you have any other issues with cats or animals or your wife, I'm open for like a 1-minute therapy session.
Yeah. So Greg, for the audience here, is a therapist. And free of charge, he can, you know, have me sit on the couch or I would be sitting in the chair here. And I could vent on my current situation, which is that in a couple weeks, we are adding a new member to the Lou Gowler family, Gideon, the cat, the Persian teacup. By the way, so maybe I should have kept Greg on the line. This cat has gone through multiple name changes, even though it doesn't exist yet, meaning it's not in our possession. My wife comes to me the other day and goes, you know, I love the name Gideon. I'm like, oh, okay, great. She goes, but, you know, and the cat will be here in 2 weeks. She goes, I do reserve the right to change his name if he doesn't look like a Gideon. I'm like, dude. I call my wife, dude. I'm like, dude, it's a cat. They look like, all cats look alike. So is he look like a Gideon? He looks like an Augustus. He looks like a Fred. He looks like Mr. Mustafiles. He looks like Rum Tum Tigger. I don't know what he, I don't care what he looks like. Just name the thing. I mean, please. Enough. You know, I'm already forking down a lot of money here. I know this thing's going to, even though I'm in the late hours now, I know it's going to keep me up and wake me up, and it's going to be a pain in the ass. I know that. But I wasn't a hill to die on at this stage. You know, I'm 40. It's time to get, she wanted the cat, whatever. Fine, we'll get the cat. Just name the thing, please. Like, my wife will probably name this cat, and I'm telling you, 6 months in, she's going to change the name. Now, I know they're animals, so they're not going to know the damn difference anyway. Like, I know people that, like, they adopt pets, and they're like, I don't want to change the name because they already have a name. They're pets. They don't know their name. A cat doesn't. Well, when I call the dog's name, it comes to me because you're speaking, and they think you have food. Are you serious? They don't understand English. Like, come on. Please. I beg of you. I'm not going to make strong takes on whether a dog is this or a cat is that, but what I will say is they don't understand English. They don't. Because you know what? If they understood English, they probably could speak English instead of barking or meowing. What was Greg's question? I don't know. The playoff format, whatever. Here's my take on it. The NFL are pigs. We will get to a point where every single team makes the playoffs. They will expand the In the Hunt graphic to the Everyone is Making the Playoffs graphic. There will be super duper duper wild card weekend where everybody's in it. 14 teams will get a bye. The playoffs will go all the way to March, maybe even opening day, and the football season will last 9 months. That's my bold prediction with the NFL, because they're glutton. They're gluttons and pigs. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Emsha, am I getting your name right, is in Dumont, New Jersey. What's going on?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Congratulations on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I wanted to weigh in on the coaching vacancy. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say too much about McCarthy because I feel like he's kind of a no-brainer. I think a lot of the resistance he gets is because his personality is a lot like Andy Reid. You know, he's kind of low energy, and their resumes are similar. But as far as with Jackson,
well, you're saying more like Andy Reid. You know, when he left the Eagles. I mean, now Andy Reid is in a much different light. But you're right. Andy Reid had a lot of, you know, whatever around. You're right. For there was a certain vibe about Andy Reid, and he went to the Chiefs. Now, look, Mahomes helps. Spags helps. But Andy Reid is a big part of the success of Kansas City.
Exactly. And with Jackson Dart, I think he benefit because people forget. I mean, even Dak Prescott said that Mike McCarthy made him a better quarterback. I mean, he said that publicly.
Yeah, so, and I appreciate the call. Everybody wants to say, you know, well, McCarthy had Rodgers, McCarthy had Dak. Yeah, but McCarthy also developed both of them and made them better. Nobody wanted it. Aaron Rodgers sat in the war room or in the green room for the draft forever. Mike McCarthy had a lot to do with Aaron Rodgers' success. I think it would be totally unfair to not give him any credit for that. And you just said it. Dak Prescott gave credit for Mike McCarthy for making him better. And Jackson Dart looks the part. I think he's going to be the next great quarterback in the NFL. I think he's got all the tools, both, you know, physically, what you need as far as running, throwing, the whole thing, improvising. He's got all of that. And probably just as important, the personality to handle New York, this market, to be... The most important position in New York sports is the quarterback of the Giants. It's the most talked about. It's the most important. It's got the most pressure. And I think Jackson Dart is fully equipped to handle all that. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Coming up in the next half hour, I'll give my reaction to some of the things that James Dolan had to say in his interview with Craig and C-Mac on the Carton Show earlier today in the afternoons. We'll get back to your calls here. Everything on the table. We've discussed a lot tonight. Giants, Jets, Knicks, Yankees, Mets. That phone number again, 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night, here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
128 here on The Fan. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the late night, after hours, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. So there was a huge NBA report that has emerged as Trae Young is reportedly working on a trade out of Atlanta. It will be interesting to see where Trae, a fan favorite at the Garden, I say that sarcastically, of course. The Wizards are one team that are linked to him. Could the Brooklyn Nets get involved? I mean, look, the Nets are a very young roster with some vets that won't be around after the year. Could Brooklyn look to make a splash, perhaps? And the Trae Young trade request comes with a little bit of surprise. I mean, although the Hawks have gotten off to a very disappointing 17-20 start after, off a very active offseason. And the Hawks were a team that, look, even I needed to see it first. You know, you bring in KP, obviously Trae Young. And Trae Young, in many ways, is the modern-day Reggie Miller. And I say that in the sense that a lot of it, to me, and I know people, couple things. Number one, I hate the F Trae Young chants that Knicks fans do, my fellow Knicks fans, especially when they're not playing the Hawks. It's like the Knicks move on to the second round and people are doing the F Trae Young chants. It's like, okay, like it has nothing to do with Trae Young. So I don't understand the point of doing that other than the fact that you're trying to, you know, film a video for TikTok. And you're, you know, either a cash or you're just not, literally not a fan. You're just showing up for the party. And you're doing the chants that everybody's doing. That's one. Number two, Trae Young in a lot of ways is like I said, the modern day Reggie Miller, where I think it's more performative. Meaning like, I think he actually really does like being, you know, playing here and doing this. And it's more of just like playing the heel villain role. And in a lot of ways, we as Knicks fans like that. Because you need those type of players. And bless his heart, Reggie Miller, it's like, he's like, I'm the boogeyman of Madison Square Garden. No, you're not. Not really. I mean, we beat you as many times you beat us, if not more. Same thing with Trae Young. I mean, the Knicks have, other than that playoff series, have really gotten the best of Trae Young a lot. Now, when Trae Young gets the best of the Knicks, much like Reggie Miller, it's a spectacle, and they make a lot out of it, and they do things that irk you and get under your skin, so it feels like they do it more, and it feels like the boogeyman, but in reality, neither one of them are. And I'm Reggie Miller, honestly. I don't want to get in a whole Reggie Miller tangent, but to me, the most overrated player in the history of the league. And that's not me even saying that as like a Knicks fan that can't stand him. It has nothing to do with it. There were players that I couldn't stand a lot worse than him. Like if I went through my most hated players, obviously Jordan, Alonzo Mourning, all those Heat guys. I mean, P.J. Tucker, Hardaway, I couldn't stand him. Reggie Miller, I obviously did not like, but I didn't have the hatred for him that I had for the other guys I just mentioned. But to me, he's the most overrated player in the history of the league. Now, been teasing it all night. James Dolan, in-studio guest today with Craig, with C-Mac, on the Carton Show with Chris McMonagle. And I thought the interview was awesome. And I thought James Dolan came off great. And look, everything's going good, you know, with the Knicks. Not this recent stretch notwithstanding. And the Rangers, solid. I mean, you know, Igor got hurt tonight. They haven't been good at home. They haven't scored any goals at home. But overall, things are good over at the Garden. So it's a good time to talk because everybody's pretty much in a good mood about the things that are going on. And I felt like the right questions were asked. And there were a couple of questions and answers that I really want to touch on here. Because I was very vocal, and a lot of people were. I had no issue with the Knicks winning the NBA Cup. That's cool. It's fine. My bigger issue is with the league and the championship game not counting in the standings, or the team that wins it gets nothing other than a cup and a banner that they could hang or not hang. Like, that should be either a win in the W column. It should count as a regular season game. Like, every game in the NBA Cup counts except for the finals. Make that make sense. Or you should get a tiebreaker for winning that game that could help you down the road. Or maybe an extra playoff game in the first round, something. If you don't make the playoffs, you get something else. It should just not be a cup, literal cup, and then a banner. And the whole talk going into it was, well, the Knicks, they have no choice. They have to hang a banner because the league, that's a rule. We come to find out that that was not the case. They have the option. Now, we know the Lakers did it. Now, my gut instinct is the Lakers were basically forced to do it. First year of the NBA Cup. You think the Lakers really, look at the success they've had. You think they want to hang a banner like that? No, they were probably pressured by the league. Like, hey, it's the first year. Please put it up so this doesn't look like a joke. Thank you. Okay. And then the Bucks did it. I mean, the Bucks have won a championship recently, and they are the Bucks. So I don't think that there was probably a lot of blowback or pushback there or a lot of like, ha, 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 the Bucks are hanging a banner. So that's why they did it. The Knicks, come on. You're a team, first of all, that hasn't won a championship in forever. You are a franchise with a fan base that is so thirsty for the real one, the NBA championship, and that banner. You play your games at the world's most famous, the Mecca, Madison Square Garden. Cool, you won the cup. Nice achievement. Stepping stone. Hopefully now you win a division. You're the number one seed. You get out of the East, and you get all those banners. But I, for one, didn't want them to hang a banner. And the decision came out, you know, a couple days after that they weren't going to do that. But this is the first time we've heard from Dolan publicly, and when asked about it, quote, Dolan said, we're going to raise the banner. We're going to raise the NBA championship banner. That's the banner we want to raise. I wanted to give James Dolan a big old hug when he said that. Like, what a great answer. I mean, that's the answer that every Knick fan, I think, wanted to hear. Like, come on. If you really wanted that banner up there, you're just trying to, and who am I to say this probably, but you're looking for a click or two on that one. I mean, really. Like, you want the NBA Cup banner to be hanging out at the Garden? Stop. So when James Dolan, who's gotten a lot of flack and a lot of criticism over the years, and there's been a lot of Knick fans that have been aggravated and stuff that he said and moves he's made and the way he's ran this organization, I mean, he gets it. With this, he got it. He understood. Like, no, I'm not putting, it's the NBA Cup. And that's, you got to love Dolan too, because I'm sure the league hears that and they're like, I think he called it a consolation prize. I mean, but he's right. So he's right. So, like I said, I'm sure the league's not happy about hearing that, but he is right. And they shouldn't put the banner up, and they're not going to. The other thing was, you know, Dolan was asked, you know, about making trades here, a big trade at the deadline, and Dolan said, look, I could get overruled by Leon Rose, but he doesn't see the team making a major trade. Now, interesting, major trade, I think more of Giannis than I think of like a Jose Alvarado or Dante DiVincenzo or somebody like that. Major trade, I point to Giannis. And a Giannis midseason trade with the Knicks, it's not going to work. Off-season, different story. If things don't go right, it's off the rails, they don't win a championship, they don't get to the final. If the Knicks do make a trade, they're going to have to give something up. Whether it's Mitch, whether it's Deuce McBride, I don't want to give up Mitch. I don't see how you could do that. I get it. He's going to walk. You don't want to let him go for nothing. And I don't know if they're going to sign him to a contract extension. I'm hesitant to say that they will, even though he is still a young player, even though he's the longest tenured Nick. It's just the injuries. You don't know if he can hold up. But he's a beast. We know that. Best offensive rebounder in the sport. And he's so important. He's an X factor. McBride, I'm not saying he's expendable, but if you want to get Dante or you want to get Alvarado, I mean, you're going to have to give up Deuce McBride. I just don't see any other way around it. You could have, you know, pie in the sky wishes to keep everybody, but it's not fantasy sports. It's reality, so you have to give something to get something. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Jonathan's in Middletown. What's up, Jonathan? Yo, Jonathan. Yeah, what's up, man?
Good, good. I had a quick question. I haven't been on the radio too much today, but I saw that Pete Carroll got released, and it created a possible question, you know, for head coach position. What do you think of Pete Carroll as the Giants head coach?
Yeah, so Pete obviously fits a lot of the things that I'm looking for. Experience, has won, can be that CEO, the leader of men, you know what I mean? Like program builder. The problem with Pete is that he's coming off of this disaster here in 1 year with Vegas. So you lose a little bit of that shine. That being said, I am way more interested in Pete Carroll than I am of any of these coordinators. Shula, Staten Island Lou, Jeff Hafley, Lou Anarumo, obviously, but he's from SI, the Shaolin Land. So I call him Staten Island Lou. I have more interest in Pete Carroll than I would those guys. Now, McCarthy's still my number one guy. I would have more interest in Pete Carroll than Kevin Stefanski. I'm not buying the Stefanski stuff. I know there's a lot of smoke there. He's going to get an interview this week. And people that are plugged in have said, keep an eye on him, keep an eye on him, keep an eye on them. I don't get it. I don't see where Stefanski measures up to Pete Carroll or Mike McCarthy, or if Harbaugh is out there, which I don't think he will be, but if he was. I mean, you're talking about a guy that has an under 500 winning percentage. Under 500. He's got one playoff win. One. Two Coach of the Year awards. Great. Cool. What? Jelly of the Month Club. What is that? What does that tell you? It's a superlative. Everybody's buddy. Great. What is everybody's buddy doing right now that had that senior year high school? What are they doing right now? I didn't have a single superlative, and look at where I'm at. I'm a generational talent, the future of the business. So, yeah. Can you imagine? They thought somebody was funnier than me in my high school class? Jeez. Please, get lost. And I remember who got it. I'm like, yeah, okay, great. Whatever. Clearly, I'm the funniest, but I'm the funniest of any high school. I mean, I was probably the funniest of that graduating class across all the Nassau County high schools, let alone my class. Anyway, I don't hold a grudge. Clearly, I do, but I don't. What's Coach of the Year? Brian Daboll won a Coach of the Year. Big deal. 8 wins combined in the last 2 years. 8. Sounds like the Giants coach already. Yet, everybody loves Stefanski. And nobody loves Mike McCarthy except for me. And I really, really, really don't understand it, other than the fact that people think McCarthy is yesterday's news. He's just, yeah, he's got all these wins, you know, all these regular season wins, but we want to go with the, and I hate to make it about age, but I think in this part, it might be, because Stefanski's 43, and you feel like you have a longer runway with Stefanski and Jackson Dart. And look, if that's what you sold me on, okay. And you want to say Stefanski, the quarterback issues with Cleveland, but he created those issues. They created those issues by getting rid of Baker Mayfield. Now, nobody saw this coming with Deshaun Watson. I understand that. But still, they made the wrong decision at quarterback. And when you make the wrong decision at quarterback, it could set your franchise back. And it did. And it cost Stefanski his job. But you're still talking about a guy that hasn't won a lot. And hasn't won enough. Has the experience, but doesn't win. All right. Now, as far as the Knicks, we got through the Dolan stuff. Tonight, no other word to say than embarrassing. Lack of effort, lack of energy, and really in this 4-game losing streak, specifically the last three, There has been no energy. They look tired. Jalen Brunson looks tired. I can't explain it. I don't think it has anything to do with the NBA Cup. If you want to go there and you want to connect those dots, feel free. I'm not going to. They exerted all this energy to win the Cup. They played one extra game. The games prior to the, to me, the teams, I'm just putting my brain into the mentality of the players. The players looked at all the NBA Cup games leading up to the finals as just regular season games. And then the finals was its own, you know, entity. And now they look tired. And they can't get over this hump, and they're in a major funk right now. Josh Hart not being in the lineup is a major, major blow. He is their the heart and soul, pun intended. He's the energy. He is a guy that, you know, could push the pace off a rebound, off a steal, off a loose ball. Rebounding. Just a leader of the team. And they miss him. Is he making up 30 points tonight? No. No, he's not. But I got to imagine they would win one of these games over the last three. I mean, they just no-showed at home, which is rare. They no-showed Friday night against the Hawks. The Sixers, it's a different story. Philly presents a lot of problems. Edgecombe, Maxey, they are nightmares to guard. Joel Embiid, if he's healthy, is a major problem. We know that. We don't like the guy, and I get it, but like he's a great player. And Philly would be a nightmare first-round matchup for the Knicks. It would be bad. Like, there's so many other teams. Like, even the Celtics, if Tatum gets healthy, I'm not, maybe this comes back to bite me in the ass, I'm not worried about Boston because they don't have the size. And I think the Knicks would dominate them on the glass. They would get a million second chance opportunities, and they would eventually just wear them down and win the series. Even if Tatum can come back and be Jason Tatum of old. Because Jason Tatum's not a big that's going to help them with their lack of size. Now, if they make a big, you know, a splash at the deadline and add some front court guys, all right, that changes the conversation. But the conversation we're having right now is early January. And to me, Boston doesn't present the problems that a Philadelphia would. And as far as Detroit, and that's to me what was the most disappointing tonight, is that I feel like the Pistons circled this game on the calendar all season long, since the preseason, since the schedule was out there, because it was the first time they were going to meet, and it took all these months. Part of that was the NBA Cup. They're not in the same, you know, bracket or league or whatever they call it. And you're talking about Detroit, a team that has a lot to prove, a young team, a team that wants to get their lick back from getting eliminated in the playoffs, a fan base that has a lot of energy. I was very impressed with their home court advantage last year. I thought they were a great crowd. Now they kept the Knicks fans out, but still, that kudos to them. It was great. They were great. Like, I could tip my cap to the enemy and say that they were awesome. And you knew they would get up for this game. And I know the Knicks are tired, and I know they're without Hart. You would think that they would bring it tonight, and they didn't. And I don't know what the heck was going on with Karl-Anthony Towns, other than the fact that when he goes up against blue-collar, hard-hat, rough-and-tough basketball teams, he gets pushed around. And Cat is, and I've been a Cat supporter, I think he's the best shooting big man in the history of the NBA. But there are a lot of things about his game that frustrate people. And I understand it. I get it. Defense, sometimes he gets outworked for rebound. Like the other night, Paul George absolutely outworked him for a rebound. It's like, dude. Game was a little bit out of hands, but still, you want to play through the fourth quarter. Grab a rebound, please, especially against a smaller guy. His decision-making, a lot of complaining, too, which I don't love. So it's, and he'll have a target on his back. I would imagine he knows that. Like, Jalen Brunson is in the untouchable realm. Okay, for now he is, and I think he'll stay there, but you never know. I mean, we turn on Patrick, you turn on Jeter, you turn, not turned on Jeter, but all these guys get booed. So Brunson, eventually, once the fans get tired of another guy or getting on another guy, they'll look to him. Not saying that he deserves it, but I'm saying that no one is ever immune from that stuff. And as far as Brunson, I think this is another issue that you look at with the Knicks. And let me be clear here, because I know it's feeling negative here, and this is, of course, positive, Tommy, and not always positive, but more often than not positive. There can be negative Tommy. There can be delusional Tommy. There are many faces of Tommy. I still think this is a championship team. I still think it's Knicks in 26. I still think they're going to get there and win the title. That being said, there are some things, and I think Mike Brown has done a good job. And this is another thing that James Dolan brought up today when asked about the firing of Tibbs, which I'm over, but I understand asking the question. This is from Dolan, quote, "We needed to evolve actually beyond the old traditional coaching formulas, and we tried to work that with Tom. It really wasn't his thing." And Dolan went on to talk about, you know, the committee and collaborating. And that was really one of the big reasons why they got rid of Tibbs. Like, I do think Dolan was involved. I think Leon Rose was involved. I think the players were involved. I think the assistants were involved. And everybody sat there and said, you know what? Tibbs, it's his way or the highway. And you know what? You have to evolve. You have to play the bench more. You have to develop younger players. You have to shoot more threes. You have to have more up-tempo basketball to win in the modern NBA. If you're going to compete with the Pacers when they're healthy, the Celtics when they're healthy, the Thunder, the Spurs, the Pistons, etc., you need to roll like 9 or 10 deep. You have to. You can't rely on 5 or 6 players. You have to develop the young players. And Mike Brown has done a good job of that. So I think overall, I like what Mike Brown has done, and I'm over it with Tibbs because, and some people can't wrap their head around this, I think the organization had already made their decision going into the playoffs. And they upset the Celtics. I don't think that, I mean, deep down, I'm sure Dolan and Leon Rose were hopeful they would beat Boston, but they were probably like, eh, we're probably going to lose here. It's another second-round exit. We'll get rid of Tibbs, and no one will question us. Problem is, the Knicks upset the Celtics. You get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Then you let go of your coach, and you look like, eh, what's the deal there? But I think they had already kind of made their decision. That's just me. And I understand, I respect the decision, because I think Tibbs only gets you a certain way, and if you don't want to break from those patterns, you know, there's a reason he's never won a title. But when it comes to Mike Brown, there are a couple of things that he's got to figure out. And the first thing is, how do you win a title with Brunson and where your two-star players don't play a lot of defense? That's on him, figure it out, not me, but I have to point it out, which is a glaring thing. And also, how do you get the best from Karl Anthony Towns night in and night out and not have these no-show games and you don't have these teams push them around? That's the things you got to figure out. No team is perfect, including the Thunder this year. The Spurs have dominated them, absolutely made them look like peasants on a couple occasions. So there's no super team this year. I know OKC got off to that hot start. They've been kind of knocked down a peg. I mean, they were losing to the Hornets tonight. I don't know if they ended up losing them, but they were down like 50 points. Yeah, they lost by 30 points to Charlotte, and they have 13 wins. And OKC, after that hot start, they've cooled off a lot. And maybe they don't even make the finals, because right now they can't figure out San Antonio. So maybe San Antonio gets there. So the Knicks are absolutely right there for a championship. But this was a playoff-type game with a playoff-type atmosphere. And Detroit was, you know, a little banged up going into this. And that's why I think the Knicks were even favored. Because I didn't understand the betting line. The Knicks were favored in this game. I'm like, are you serious? The way they're playing right now and Detroit at home, Knicks were favored. It's because Detroit had a couple guys banged up. And then the Knicks end up losing by 40. Let's go to Joe in RVC, Rockville Center. What's up, Joe?
Lou, yeah, enjoy the program.
Thank you.
Listening to you tonight.
Appreciate it.
I wanted to say it. When I think about the Knicks, the one problem that we have right now is how grossly we overpaid for Mikal Bridges. Imagine right now, Giannis wants to come to the Knicks. He said he wants to be a Knick. We could give up the same thing to get Giannis here that we gave up for Bridges. We gave up 5 first-round picks for him. He's a complimentary player at best. He's a third, fourth wheel on this team. His nights, you don't even know he's in the ballgame. I watch all the Knicks games. His nights, you don't even know he's on the court. This, what Leon Rose did with on the Bridges trade has set us back. If we don't win it this year, we're not going to win it for 10 years, maybe.
Okay, couple things there. One part you're right about. If they don't trade for Mikal Bridges, they would have been an absolute, probably shoo-in to get Giannis this offseason. Is Giannis better than Mikal Bridges? Of course he is. You watch the games, so I'm not saying that you're, you know, uninformed, because you are. But Bridges does a lot of little things on the court that sometimes go unnoticed that I think are very valuable. The one thing that I wish he would be more is aggressive. He's a really good offensive player, and there are nights where I want him to take over the game, especially if Cat is in another universe and Brunson's doing his part, but it's like Mikal, he's got a great mid-range game. If he gets hot from three, he could be a prolific scorer. He was with that with Brooklyn for a little bit. He was with that with Phoenix for a little bit. And we saw it when Brunson got hurt last year. Mikal stepped up. But it's like, he doesn't do it when Brunson's on the floor. I don't understand that. I really don't. I don't think it's a Brunson thing either. Like, a lot of people say, well, Brunson could sometimes be a ball hog or a hero ball. No, I disagree with that. But what I would agree with is that there are times where the ball gets to JB and it's like, okay, everybody just sits around and no one else wants to be aggressive. And that's why I would be more in favor of Brunson playing off the ball and maybe Kolek at the point. But the problem is that even weakens you even more defensively. And that's where a Jose Alvarado makes a lot of sense because, number one, point guard. Number two, he is terrific defensively. Local guy, love his mentality. I think he's just an intangible dog. Like, that's the kind of guy you want. But you're going to have to give up probably McBride or something like that to get him. But he makes sense. And Kolek's come a long way. Terrific. Love him. And I love the development. And I hate to see him lose minutes. But I like the idea of Brunson playing off the ball, especially because it just slows down a little bit sometimes when he's out there. Now, he's great. We know that. And everything runs through him, and he's clutch and the whole deal. So I'm not throwing any shade. But what I am saying is that there are times where other players need to be more aggressive, whether it's Mikal Bridges, Cat. I mean, if you could figure out Karl Anthony Towns, and I'm a Cat supporter for the most part, but there are head-scratching nights, and tonight was one of them. I mean, if you don't have Peacock or whatever, you're not locked in on the game, and you're not somebody that, you know, watches every single second or every single game, if you looked at his box score tonight, you would say, this looks made up. He had 6 points. I mean, the guy took like 6 shots. On a night where the team is gassed, Brunson looks beyond tired. They've already lost 3 in a row going into it. They're playing the number one, you know, team in the, as far as record in the East, in the Pistons, a game that they view as like a playoff game with an atmosphere, a game you circle. And Cat, you know, took the night off, essentially. And we could play revisionist history when it comes to Giannis. And this is why I was bothered by the reports that came out before the season. Like, I wish they didn't. They did. It's the NBA. They live for this when it comes to stuff like that. But I knew that he would be a name that would be brought up all year long, both past and present and future. Like, why didn't we get him? Why aren't we getting him now? Can we get him at the end of the offseason? And that, to me, and you heard Dolan talk, and again, I would tell everybody to listen to it. It was a great interview. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can go back on the Odyssey app, the rewind function. He was on at 5:30 with Craig and C-Mac. Dolan brought this up where, hey, we used to be that team that was chasing the stars. We believe in this group. We think we can win with this group. We want to see it go through with this group. That's why I think a Dante, bringing him back in a reunion, or Alvarado make a little bit more sense. Now, you have to break it up by trading Yabusele or McBride or Mitch, which I wouldn't do, but you're going to have to give up to get. But the big trade for Giannis, I mean, that's Bridges, that's Ananobi, that's Karl-Anthony Towns. Like, you're giving up your whole team. You're gutting it out to bring Giannis in. And that's not something the Knicks are going to do right now. And I applaud him for that. I don't think that's the right move, especially in the middle of the year. You can't do that. You can't. And I'm telling you, if they continue to struggle here, that's going to happen. That the noise is going to get louder. Why don't they just go get Giannis? Because it doesn't work that way. You don't trade for a star player and trade off 3 of your key pieces and expect to win a title. Like, chemistry-wise, it's not going to work. It just doesn't make any sense. You went into the season as the favorites to get out of the East. I think you see it through. It's your first year under a new head coach. And I think the road to get to the finals, a lot of people made it like, and some of them are part of the coalition indicators, and of course led by their leader, who made it seem like they'll skip to the finals. There are good teams out there. I don't think there's any great team in the East in the Knicks' way, but there are good teams. The Sixers are a good team, very tough matchup. The Celtics are a good team, even though I think the Knicks have advantages, especially on the boards. The Pistons are a good team that could be great. Like, I don't know where they're at yet. I don't think it's fair to say that they can't be great. They could be great. We don't know. Like, they could be one of these teams where everybody thinks it's going to fall off. They're going to fall off, and they're just, you know, the one seed throughout the whole year, and they get that top billing. I don't know yet. We got to see. So I don't think they'll be probably a great opponent, or a great, you know, a team where it's like, they're great. I don't know how we're getting through them. But that doesn't mean that there won't be series and matchups that are going to be at least a little bit difficult to get through. Like, I don't think it's a cakewalk. I don't think they skip through. But I also don't think this is the Knicks, what we're seeing right now. This is not what they are. This is not who they are. This is not what they're going to be come April. I know some Knicks fans that are already jumping off the... They're saying they're going to lose in the first round. Come on. Stop. That's not happening. But they are in a funk right now. They need a win in the worst way. And they just need a jolt of energy. And whether that's Josh Hart coming back or Jalen Brunson getting a night off or a couple nights off, Anunoby getting a couple nights off, they need a jolt. And they need a win. And then they'll get back on track. And we'll look back on this and laugh about this rough stretch, really low-key been bad since winning the Cup. We'll look back and laugh on it when they're, you know, cruising at the end of the year, getting ready for another run through the playoffs. All right, that'll do it for me. My thanks to all the callers. We were on for, you know, over 4 hours tonight. It was a great show, great calls, loved it. My thanks to Rosenberg. My more thanks to Fliegelman. Al Cintron comes your way next. I am back tomorrow for After Hours, 7 p.m. So I got you 7 p.m. to midnight tomorrow here on The Fan or later tonight. Al Cintron comes your way next. We'll talk then. See you.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.